Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Yeah, and you know, he was a guy that we were really excited to finally get out on the field because obviously we had high hopes for him, acquiring him with such a high draft pick. And I thought that when we made that transition to defensive end, it certainly coincided with our ability to stop the run at a higher clip. And so we thought he was part of the solution there for us. I think he looked somewhat natural to play that spot for a guy that hadn't done a ton of it. So we were really excited to see what this next half of the season was going to look like as he continued to develop in that role. So yeah, it's a shame that we're going to miss out on him. He has a physical presence and demeanor about him that you really appreciate. He plays the game the way we want, really all three phases to play. He loves football. And I know he'll attack this rehab the right way.
You're listening to Score Evenings, weeknights 6 to 9.
Third and final hour of Score Evenings. I am your host, Rami Makhlouf. Adam Studzinski on the other side of the glass. Whole hour open to you to get in at 312-644-6767. If you want to give me a call or shoot me a text, going to talk some Bears here in just one second. Yeah, Shamar Turner put on the IR today, done for the season with a torn ACL. Austin Booker activated from the IR and should be available to the Bears this Sunday, which would be great. It would be good if he could come in and help this Bears pass rush, which has me looking at Ryan Poles again. And I want to know if you're wondering if Ryan Poles had another swing and a miss of an offseason here after getting an extension. 312-644-6767, or am I being unfair to the guy? Which when they signed him to that extension, that really, really baffled me. How do you give a guy an extension who has nothing to show for 3 years heading into the fourth year of a rebuild? And a guy who twice the rosters and the teams that he put together set the record for longest losing streaks in the history of this franchise, one of the oldest franchises that's in the league right now. He managed to put together rosters and teams that twice set the record for longest losing streaks. And I can go down the list of mistakes that Ryan Poles has made throughout his tenure as the Bears GM. And look, do we have to give him credit for some things that are happening this year? Yes, absolutely. And starting with the offensive line, the fact that you were able to restock the entirety of the center of your offensive line this year and get better performance out of them to not get Caleb Williams murdered again in his second year in the league. Thumbs up, dude. Thumbs up on what you did to fix the interior of the offensive line. But there are a lot of other moves that have me shaking my head already. We're 8 weeks into the season, and there are some moves that already have me shake, or non-moves that have me shaking my head 8 weeks into the season. And I'll start right there on that very same offensive line. And I look, man, it's hard to change out an entire offensive line or four-fifths of an offensive line and upgrade across the board. But you just thought, like, no big deal that you don't have a clear-cut left tackle. You just thought we'll be fine. We'll let Braxton Jones and Kieran Amagaje and Ozzy Trapillo fight it out, and then none of them, not one of them, performs to the point where they impress Ben Johnson and his staff that they're your starter, and you turn to a guy who's off your practice squad. Like, that's number one. And whether you address that in the draft, whether you address that in free agency, whether you address that in a trade, address it, dude. That was something that had to be handled in the offseason. And again, I know you're not going to fix all your problems in one offseason, but to me, that's just one area where you can't drop the ball, and you can't give him a pass when we're down to our fourth option at offensive tackle, and not because of injury, simply because nobody has impressed. Nobody. And no disrespect to Theo Benedet, I don't think, maybe one day he is, I don't think he's a starting left tackle in this league. And he is the weakest link on this offensive line right now. Not even him, just the left tackle position. Because I feel like that's unfair to Theo Benedet. He wasn't supposed to be in this position right now. He had three guys on the depth chart ahead of him, and they all just crapped the bed in training camp, and then Braxton Jones for the first couple games of the season, where the Bears just said, you know what? We're pulling the plug on all those guys. And Ozzy Trapillo might be a very good right tackle someday, but he sure doesn't look like a left tackle based on what we saw in the preseason and based on the fact that Ben Johnson almost immediately took him out of the running for that position. So that's one area where I'll take issue with Ryan Poles and the job that he's done this year. Are you already taking issue with the job that Ryan Poles has done this year after getting a contract extension? 312-644-6767. So that's a move he didn't make. But let's look at the moves that he did make. And I brought this up with Nicholas Moriano in the last hour. Is there a bigger bust of a signing than Dayo Odegbo right now, who got 3 years, $48 million with $32 million guaranteed? Do you know how many quarterback hits that guy has this year? Forget sacks. He has one of those. Do you know how many quarterback hits Dayo Odegbo has through seven games this season? Adam Studzinski, you're not looking at it right now, I would assume. Do you know off the top of your head how many QB hits Dayo Odegbo has so far this year?
Not counting the one that got called back. Right.
Yeah.
I would say four.
Three. He has three.
Oh, it was so close. He has three. So it would have been four if that one didn't get called back, though.
If that one didn't get, yes. Yeah, if they didn't take that one back, you would have hit the nail on that. He has three QB hits, 20 tackles, two for a loss on 332 snaps. That's atrocious, man. And you know what? I'll jump to the other side of the defensive line. And the guy that he traded draft picks for and then gave one of the richest extension for defensive linemen at the time after making the trade, Montez Sweat hasn't been great. And those are the two guys that were supposed to lead the charge for this pass rush. And you have no pass rush right now. And you have a lot of resources tied up in those two guys and getting really nothing from them. I shouldn't say nothing. Montez Sweat has made some plays. He's flashed some stuff, and you had the strip sack in the game this week. He's had a couple other strip sacks, but not nearly performing to the degree that a guy you gave up that package for in the trade and then gave that contract to. He's not performing up to that. He just isn't. And that's a big problem, man. And you can look at some of the other moves he made. And this isn't to, like, to dismiss these guys and say that they'll never live up to the billing of where they were taken, because I still like Colston Loveland and I still like Luther Burden, who, by the way, is in concussion protocol. And Ben Johnson has to wear this to a degree as well, because I'm sure he had a lot to say about who was taken in the draft room in his first year as the head coach. But you really thought those two guys were the way to go with what we're talking about here, with the deficiency at left tackle, with the deficiency on your defensive line and in your pass rush? And Manungai has been good this year at running back, but you really thought, I'll wait till the seventh round to go and get a running back? Like, those are luxury moves, man. Those are, when you're making moves for depth and for the future, when you're drafting a tight end after you just gave a tight end an extension a couple of years ago and a pretty pricey one at that, when you're drafting a wide receiver after you just used a top 10 pick on a wide receiver last year and traded for DJ Moore the year prior to that, that's one of two things. That's either, like, you feel like your roster is so good, like I said, that you can make a luxury pick of taking guys where you already have players, or you're admitting those players that were already here, they were mistakes. And you have to start the process of pushing them out the door and getting their replacements in the building. And quite frankly, I don't think either of those things are true. I think DJ Moore is a fine wide receiver. I think Roma Dunze has a bright future in this league. I think Cole Kmet could be pretty good if you would throw the football to him. And I certainly don't think that this is a team that should be making luxury picks right now. Last year you were a poverty franchise, not a luxury franchise. You were a poverty franchise last year with the way that this team played. You don't get to make luxury picks, man. That's just you can't. And then there's this story that came out not too long ago. It's going viral now, and probably because of the way that Drake May is playing. And maybe there isn't a lot of merit to this story. I don't know. I wasn't in the room. But there's a story making the rounds that Ryan Poles, in making his QB evaluations last year, and just for the record, I'm not saying they should have taken Drake May with the number one pick, okay? I wanted them to go with Caleb Williams. Once the decision was made to move on from Justin Fields, I wanted him to take Caleb Williams. But there's a process that you go through. Just due diligence and being thorough, there's a process that you go through in evaluating guys and grading them and putting them where you think they belong on your draft board before you make your final decision. And according to sources inside the Bears draft room, the war room for the Bears, well, not even the war room, just sort of the scouting process prior to the war room, prior to the draft room, and the scouting process, that he basically put up tape of Drake May just to drag this guy, just to bash him. He put the video up, and he's among the quotes that were said, he said, "This guy makes my chest tight watching this." And then one Bears scout in the room said they made fun of him. They laughed. The GM laughed Drake May off the screen and cut the tape off and removed him from their first round grades. How are you that far off? Like, watching what Drake May is doing right now, if that story is true, how are you that far off in evaluating a quarterback or anybody for that matter that you would laugh them off the tape? You'd laugh them off and take them off your first round board altogether. That says something to me about Ryan Poles and his ability to evaluate football players, and in this case specifically quarterbacks. And I hope to God that doesn't reflect somehow in Caleb Williams, and that we, along with Ryan Poles, all missed something there. But you know what? If I missed it, if Adam Studzinski missed it, if you missed it, that can be excused. That's understandable. This isn't our job or our area of expertise. How does an NFL GM, how is an NFL GM that far off in evaluating a guy who's lighting the league on fire right now that a year ago you were laughing at his tape and making fun of him for what you saw?
I just want to throw out that there's a pretty much everyone that I saw would have ranked the quarterbacks Caleb Williams one. Not pretty much everyone. Like, so I understand where you're getting at here. And I know the story you're referencing. I got a lot of questions about how that story was reported. And that's a whole other discussion.
Fair enough.
So I question how accurate that specific aspect of this is. None of us have proof that it happened or didn't happen. So
sure.
I just want to throw that out there. But also, if I could, for the pick specifically of Luther Burden, they have been very open about he was our best player available after they clearly wanted a running back to fall to them there. And I really like that pick. I think Luther Burden's going to be awesome. And he's giving you the flexibility to, if they want, after this year, move on from DJ Moore and clear a bunch of cap space. So I really like that pick.
I like Luther Burden, too. Again, what I'm saying is not in any way to bash those guys or to say that they won't eventually be very good football players for the Bears. But there were glaring holes and glaring needs on this roster, at left tackle specifically, at running back specifically, at pass rusher specifically. And you want to take best player available every time? Okay. I think that if you're a team that's trying to win now, and they should be trying to win now, because I understand it's Caleb Williams' second year. I understand it's Ben Johnson's first year. It's Ryan Poles' fourth year, man. And I'm not resetting the clock again on my expectations. I refuse to reset the clock back to zero on my expectations for this Bears team because Ryan Poles dropped the ball on the first 3 years, and we're all just supposed to go, all right, starting over, go ahead and draft best player available. If you were building this roster from the ground up, okay, take best player available. If you don't have any established players or you don't have real expectations for the Bears in this season, okay, take best player available. Or if you think your roster is at a point where you're like, hey man, we're all set. We're good. We can win right now. We can draft and develop these guys to be depth right now and to be players for us 2 years from now. The Bears weren't in either of those positions. They lost 10 straight games last year in the third year of this guy's rebuild. Start winning games, man. Start winning football games on a consistent basis. And I know I'm yelling about a team that's 4-3. They have more wins than they do losses. I understand that. But I'm not evaluating Ryan Poles on 7 games. I'm evaluating Ryan Poles on 3 years plus 7 games, and looking at some of these moves that he made this offseason that just, they didn't make sense to me at the time, and they don't make sense, they don't make a whole lot of sense to me now. The Deo Adengbo thing, probably the most glaring of them. Adam, you're right, that you can make a case for Luther Burden, and you can make a case for Colston Loveland. I don't know how you're that far off on a day, and when they signed Deo Adengbo, and it was basically on projection. It was on what Ryan Poles thought he could be, because he didn't put up any big numbers in his time in Indy. I went, do we really trust Ryan Poles that much that he sees something in this guy that just hasn't materialized on the field yet, but he's got some tools or something that Ryan Poles and the staff see that's going to materialize when he gets in a Bears uniform? I didn't. And we're finding out why. I don't understand giving that guy a contract extension. And a lot of the questions I had about his moves in the offseason are playing out right now, man. I think this football team could be better if you use some of your assets and resources, whether it's money or whether it's draft picks, to address some real needs and some real questions for this football team. And pass rush was a real need, and you just whiffed. You just whiffed, dude. And this guy has $48 million on his contract. $32 million of that is guaranteed. $20 million of that is guaranteed next year. His cap hit next year is $20 million. And if the Bears were to cut him, it's still a $17 million dead cap hit for Deo Adangbo next year. That's a huge swing and a miss at a first of all, a premium position in this league, and second of all, a glaring need for this Chicago Bears football team. That's a big part of the reason why this defense hasn't been able to take a step forward this year, because you don't have any pass rush to speak of. Am I being too tough on Ryan Poles? Are you already looking at some of those offseason moves? 312-644-6767 if you want to get in on that. Also, I want to bring back the conversation about Caleb Williams that I was having in the first hour of the show, because I said then I don't really know like how to measure where he is versus where he should be and what should make me happy. I think I found something over the course of the show that's maybe a measuring stick, but a loose one that I could look at. And I'll tell you what that is right after this, but want to hear from you. 312-644-6767. It's Rami Makhlouf. It's the Score Evening Show. We're on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score, Bears.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Score Evenings, weeknight 6 till 9.
Did you just slip Grody in there? A little Bears from Grody? Love that. Anytime you want to throw that in, just go ahead and throw that in. I am talking Bears right now. Rami Makhlouf with you on the Score Evening Show. Was talking about Ryan Poles and the job he did this past offseason and the fruits it's bearing this regular season. And I just don't think it's enough for a team that needed immediate improvement after a 12-loss season. I don't think he did enough this last offseason and had just a few plain swings and misses. And just one more thing, and then I want to revisit the Caleb Williams, Ben Johnson discussion here in this segment. When I first saw this tweet from an account called Bear Weather Fans, which, honestly, clever. Well done. And it read, "It's pretty wild that Ryan Pace didn't have a first-round pick in 2020 and still hit on more players than Ryan Poles ever has in a draft." I was like, what? Come on, man. That's crazy. Ryan Pace, the guy we all laughed out of this town for the job that he did as the general manager of the Chicago Bears, he hit on more players in a draft where he didn't have a first-round pick than Ryan Poles ever has. And then I looked at it. They put the screenshots up there. And they might be right. The verdict is still out. The verdict is still out on whether or not Bear Weather Fans is right in saying that he had more hits in that 2020 draft than Ryan Poles has ever had. But looking at it, they have a case, and it might turn out to be true. In that year, I think the three guys you could say are hits, and one of them is no longer a Bear because Ryan Poles, I guess, thought he wasn't good enough to be a part of a team that would lose 10 games in a row 2 years straight. But
I can already tell you right now, I thoroughly disagree with this tweet.
Okay.
Okay. So let's look at, all right, 2020 draft. 2020 yes. draft. Okay.
Yes.
Cole Kmet, good player, got yes. an extension. Jaylon yes. Johnson, really good player, got an extension. Travis Gibson, not here anymore, was right. meh. Kendall right. Vildor, bad. Darnell Mooney, solid player, didn't get an extension, gone.
That's a hit, but that's a hit.
For a fifth-round receiver, I'll give him a hit.
Drafting guys who could contribute on an NFL level, Darnell Mooney fits the bill. That's right, a hit, right?
So, and then...
I've never heard of the other two guys.
Hambright, Lashevius Simmons, seventh-round picks, they're gone.
Yeah, they're gone.
All right, yes. They're saying he has... Ryan Pace had more hits in that. We'll give him three hits in that draft.
Yes.
Okay.
Ryan Poles ever hit on three guys in one draft? I'm looking at it right now. This year, obviously, is that the question?
Hit on more players than Ryan Poles ever has in a draft?
In one single draft.
Okay, so we're looking at one single draft. So we'll go at 2022, didn't have a first-round pick. Kyler Gordon, Jaquan Brisker, two good players. Braxton Jones, I think you could argue about, but you did get 3 years of starts out of a fifth-round pick.
Okay, so maybe you could call him a hit. Okay, yeah. So we could maybe...
Dominique Robinson, again, fifth-round pick, still here, playing decent. I don't know where you call that a hit.
That's four.
We already there. You go. And he did it with that first round pick.
If we're playing pass fail, it's hit or miss. There's no in between. We're calling Dominique Robinson a hit. We're calling Braxton Jones a hit.
I think Braxton Jones is a hit based on draft position because you got 3 years of quality to decent starting left tackle play out of a fifth round pick. Dominique Robinson is still a project. But he's an NFL player, so I guess for a fifth-round pick, we can go back and forth on that. I can be convinced either way on that one. Elijah Hicks in that draft, solid player in the seventh round. He was around for a while. He's not here anymore, but he was a solid depth player. Doug Kramer had found a little role last year.
Yeah, so, good running back.
Yeah, bad running back. Fine fullback, bad running back. Bayless Jones in that draft, obvious miss. Treston Ebner, miss. Jeteri Carter, miss. A seventh-round pick. The seventh-round picks are...
Yeah, we don't even have to talk about seven-round.
Yeah. I don't know. I look at the 2022 draft. This is just the first one we've looked at so far. And I think Ryan Poles had found some solid... And two really good players. A starting left tackle in the fifth round. We'll see where Braxton Jones' career goes from here. Dominique Robinson is at least a decent depth piece right now. Elijah Hicks, again, was a solid player here for the entirety of his rookie contract.
Okay, but hit or miss?
On Elijah Hicks, seventh round pick, I'm taking a hit there. I like. Right. I think that's a hit.
Okay, I think a lot of this just depends on what your definition of a hit or a miss. I'm not saying they're right. I'm just saying
it's a fun conversation. I like this.
There is a case to be made that they might be onto something. Which, like I said, when I first saw it, I was like, get out of here, dude. That's crazy. That's clickbait. And then I clicked on it. I took the bait, and I was like, you know what? Actually, maybe something here. So that's just, like you said, maybe just a fun discussion to have. I'm not saying they're right or they're wrong, or Pace did have a better draft than Poles ever had. I'm just saying, like, the fact that there is an argument to be made tells you everything maybe you need to know about Ryan Poles.
Well, but let's you want to do another year? We can
sure.
go forward a year.
Yeah, sure.
All right. So 2023, the next year. Darnell Wright, I think that's a hit right now. He's
yes.
playing pretty well.
Yes.
Jervon Dexter is a hit. You want more out of him, but he's an NFL starting defensive tackle, and I think still has a lot of room to grow. Tyreek Stevenson, based on what we've seen this year, assuming he comes back healthy, is looking like a hit right now. He's playing pretty well this year. Roshan Johnson, I think you can go back and forth on. I still think they don't use him right. Zach Pickens, a miss. He's not on the team anymore. That was before Roshan. Roshan Johnson, I think you can have a discussion about. Tyler Scott, miss. He's gone. Fourth round receiver. Noah Sewell is looking like a solid, at least
maybe.
Depth
yeah,
place.
They might have found something there. Depth, yeah. Special teams, they might have something there.
Terrell Smith, obviously hurt right now, but when he's been healthy, he's been good.
It's been good.
Yeah. So, and then a couple seventh round picks.
Yeah, you know
that
what? That draft right there maybe kills their argument.
I think that draft does, because that's a solid draft right
your
there.
Your first three alone. And Jervon Dexter, like, the fact that they could have had Jalen Carter, but instead settled for Jervon Dexter and took Darnell Wright in the first round, you can't call any of them a miss, but that's certainly, like, that's an asterisk on that draft, that you passed on Jalen Carter in favor of Darnell Wright and Jervon Dexter. And Darnell Wright's been real good as a right tackle. Jervon Dexter, and I know there are certain metrics and statistics that say that he's maybe somewhere close to Jalen Carter. He's not, man. Like, just eye test and watching a game and the effect that a Jalen Carter has on a football game compared to what a Jervon Dexter is, he's not the same class of player. So that decision to pass on Jalen Carter, take Darnell Wright instead, and then think you had something comparable in Jervon Dexter in the second round, just, you can't take away any of the hits. We can't. We're just playing the hit or miss game on a particular draft.
It's
can't
a binary segment.
Yes, it is a binary segment.
One or zero.
We can't take it away. But I do put an asterisk on that draft that you passed on somebody as good, as impactful as Jalen Carter has been to take those two guys instead.
Right. I think that'll always be a discussion. But I always come back to, eight other teams passed on Jalen Carter,
yeah,
before the Bears did. And so I always want to say, you know, guys, remember, eight other teams passed on this guy.
Sure.
It's not as if, so that one, we can discredit Ryan Poles for that if we want, but he wasn't the only one that decided he didn't want to go that route and chose Darnell Wright, who I still really like. And so, and I also like Jervon Dexter, but you're right. Neither of them are Jalen Carter.
Right.
So it's, I think you can go in circles on that in that argument.
Jumping to 2024, like if Caleb Williams turns out to be the savior and the franchise quarterback.
Oh, well, then none of this matters.
Yeah, he could be the only hit in any draft that Ryan Poles has ever made, and that would outweigh everything that Ryan Pace has done, because we need a quarterback that badly in Chicago, not just in a football sense, like for our mental health and well-being. We need a quarterback in this town. And so if he hit on Caleb Williams to the degree that he might have hit on Caleb Williams, if he blossoms into everything we hope he is, then that can just be the end of this discussion right there. But he also took Roma Dunze in that one. Kieran Amagaje, I think we can call a bust for a third-round pick to not even be in the discussion for his position a year later is... And basically,
he got hurt again, right?
Yeah, he did. But
and, you know, injuries are part of this. I understand. So it's
he
just,
was never going to be in the mix. Kieran Amagaje was never going to be in the mix as your starting.
I
left
think
tackle.
They were going to kick him inside.
Yeah,
actually,
that,
I think,
that's
I think they said that was the plan. They were going to. But so with the injury now, yeah, I mean, I agree. As of right now, it's a total miss.
You
I
could call Torrey Taylor a hit, but he's a punter. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah. Do we even need to judge those ones?
Exactly. And Austin Booker, I mean, he gets back on the field this Sunday, so we'll see. And the 2025 draft, like, nobody really knows.
No, it's too early to judge that.
Exactly.
One.
That could completely blow up this argument. If Colston Loveland turns out to be the next Laporta and Luther Burden turns out to be the next St. Brown and Ozzie Trapillo turns out to be a starting offensive tackle for you, Shamar Turner comes back from the knee injury and is a force next year, then this will be a great draft. But we can't say that just yet. So that's... Like I said, there's a conversation to be had that Ryan Pace, without a first-round pick in 2020, may be more hits than Ryan Poles has ever had. And that alone is a mark against Ryan Poles and his evaluation and drafting process. If Ryan Pace, who we all agree, not a good GM in this league, can have more hits in a draft without a first-round pick than Ryan Poles has ever had, with multiple first-round picks in one of those drafts. So that's all I'm saying. Is like,
so
if there's...
let's not forget, Ryan Pace had his share of bad drafts. If yes. you look at the 2019 draft,
look,
where
he didn't have
his first two first-round picks that as a result of the Khalil Mack trade, right? So you could say that with their first two picks, they took Khalil Mack, fine. But in that draft, they got David Montgomery in the third round and missed on every other player.
Yeah.
And only four more picks. Again, a really light draft. Look, but so this, like, it's I understand. It's a fun conversation.
This is not a defending Ryan Poles segment here. Okay, I just want to be clear. Or defending Ryan Pace.
That I don't think not, we're defending either of them.
No, right. That's not what I'm doing. This isn't me sitting here going, Ryan Pace was a good GM. And that's not what I'm doing. I'm saying he was a bad GM. And the fact that we can even compare his draft to Ryan Poles' drafts, that's a little bit troubling. We fired Ryan Pace and hired Ryan Poles to get better, not to be sitting here having this conversation 4 years later. That wasn't the intent with that move. We got to get to a break. On the other side, got some baseball notes I want to talk about, both in this World Series and as it pertains to the Chicago Cubs and what happened this past season, what's happening this offseason. We'll get into all that right after this. I am Rami Makhlouf. It's the Score Evening Show on Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream.
Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Need a score.
Sean had 13 homers this year. He hits a line drive into shallow center, a base hit. Rounding third and scoring is Kelly. Cubs lead 4-0. Matt Shaw with a base hit into center. Dansby Swanson claps his hands as he looks over at Shaw at first base. Cubs lead by 4 and the crowd is loving it.
You're listening to Score Evenings, weeknights 6-9.
I already miss that. I already miss hearing Pat Hughes' voice on these airwaves on the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network and 670 The Score. Rami Makhlouf with you on a Tuesday evening on The Score Evening Show for a few more minutes before we make way for BetMGM tonight. And I was kind of on the fence about Matt Shaw before I opened this article from Marquee Sports Network, and take that for what it's worth. I mean, they are a network owned by the Chicago Cubs, so maybe I'm falling for propaganda right here. But Zoe Grossman wrote what I thought was kind of an eye-opening piece about the season that Matt Shaw had, and I'll just jump right to like the what I thought was the eye-popping number for me. Man, third base has been a problem for the Cubs for about 5 years now. Like, And Shaw's season was an absolute, as she puts it, roller coaster. He was good, then he was so bad that he got sent back down, then he came back up, and then he was good, and then he was bad, and then after the All-Star break, he was the best hitter in the lineup for a stretch, and then he completely disappeared in the playoffs. And so the season ended, and, you know, a season ends the way that it ends, and you start looking around the diamond and going, all right, where are you happy with what you got? Where are you just locked in, whether you're happy about it or not? And then where is there room for improvement? And I thought third base was a spot where the Cubs could go and get better. And Alex Bregman is a guy that I have my eyes on, just as we all did and Jed Hoyer did last offseason. But I didn't realize Matt Shaw might have had a better year than it felt like because of the roller coaster and because of how bad it looked sometimes. First of all, the glove was top notch. Like the guy is a finalist for a gold glove as a rookie, and after making the transition from shortstop to third base, first time he's been a full-time third baseman. So you gotta love that. That along with the bat made for a 3.1 BWAR this year, which is the best season that a Cubs third baseman has had since Chris Bryant was manning the position in 2019, and he put up a 4.4 BWAR. So when I saw that, I was like, huh, that's a better season than I thought Matt Shaw had. And if he can do that as a rookie, and he can do that while making the transition from being a shortstop to a third baseman, maybe that's not a position where you need to upgrade. Now, that doesn't mean you don't bring in an Alex Bregman. That because if you're not bringing back Kyle Tucker, and you're putting Saya back in the outfield, you need a DH, and also it's just another chess piece for Craig Counsell to sort of move around the board as he puts together his lineups on a day-to-day basis. I'm not saying don't go get Alex Bregman. I'm just saying maybe third baseman isn't really
the hole that we thought it was, and Matt Shaw had a better season than I think a lot of us, including myself, realized when you put the whole thing together. 162 game season is a long season, and I think sometimes it can go both ways. Like, the bad can get lost in the good, and the good can get lost in the bad. And I think some of the good got lost in the bad in our evaluation of Matt Shaw because of how bad it looked and how bad it felt sometimes when he was absolutely lost there at the plate, and especially when a guy pulls a disappearing act the way that he did it for the vast majority of the postseason. So I just thought that was interesting. I'm looking at Matt Shaw and looking at third base differently than I was when the season ended. But I also came across this article from Jim Bowden at The Athletic, and he does this every year. Top 50 available free agents, and you know, he goes through the basics, their age, what they do, their war, some stats, blah, 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 does a little write-up on them. And then at the bottom, he has best team fits. And this irked me, and maybe it shouldn't, because I think a lot of this is just speculation on Jim Bowden's part. I don't think he's contacting every team and saying, hey, how do you feel about these 50 free agents? Do you think they're a good fit for you? This is just him looking at the player, looking at teams, where they have holes, what their payroll is, etc., and putting the pieces together. And I had to go way down this list to find a team that he thought, or find a player that he thought was a fit for the Chicago Cubs. He doesn't even have them in the discussion for Kyle Tucker, who's the number one free agent on his list. Then you go Schwarber, Alonso, Valdez, Bichette, Bregman. Actually, Bregman is the first one, but him and Dylan Cease are the only two in the top 10 free agents that he says are a good fit for the Chicago Cubs. And I need this team to go out and spend and act like big boys this year. I need them to go back to acting like they're a big market club. I'm not going to settle for less than that. And I will scream it from the mountaintops throughout the offseason right here on 670 The Score. My thanks to Sean Hammond of the Chicago Tribune, Nicholas Moriano of Marquee Sports, and the Nicholas Moriano Show. If you missed either of those or anything on today's show, go to 670thescore.com or the Odyssey app. Thanks to all of you for listening and contributing to the show. And thanks to Adam Studzinski on the other side of the glass for helping me put this whole thing together. Robbie Maklof saying thanks for listening to The Score Evening Show. I'm back again next week sometime. I don't know. I got to look at my schedule. I'll talk to you then on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Burn that damn thing and don't play it again, all right?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark.
and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.